فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. آمنت بالله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم. ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by coming here today. When Allah wishes well for a person, then Allah brings that person to the masjid. We are not perfect. We have made sins. We have made errors. We have transgressed. We have done a lot of things that are questionable in nature. But when a believer makes istighfar, what is the same? Allah gives, Allah takes, Allah makes no mistakes. As far as Allah is concerned, we commit crimes against Him, we do wrong against Him, He is willing to forgive and assist us on the pathway of good. That is the system of Allah. Whereas a human, you make a mistake, even if you did not make a mistake, and he thinks you made a mistake. Even though you did not do a wrong, you did not do a wrong to him or her directly, but you did it to someone else that they think you did a wrong to, that too they will hold you accountable for, even though they may not have the actual evidence. That is how humans are, by nature. So Allah is teaching us something very powerful and very important. Allah is teaching us the value of continual striving regarding our emotions. That is why the topic here we have today, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. The juhud, striving, mujahada, is something that will always take place in the life of a true believer. The moment you stop trying, the moment you stop self-reformation, the moment you stop wanting to go to the next level, at that point you have to realize you will become a stagnant individual. Stagnant in the world and stagnant regarding the hereafter. I meet so many people. You know, I talk to foreigners all the time. I talk to many people all the time. I asked one fellow, before you came to America, what were your goals? You must ask people this question. Before you came to America, what were your goals? And they will tell you, I had a dream. When I come to America, I'll own a Cadillac. I will get the BMW. I will live in a certain type of home. I will send money back home. I will do this, I will do that. Noble, wonderful, halal goals. Nothing wrong with them. And what about your sons and daughters? What are you going to do for them? I'm going to educate them. I'm going to make them dress like proper Muslim men and women. I'm going to make them go to American school and give da'wah. That's what they'll say. They will go to American school and give da'wah. And they're going to go to college and they're going to educate. And they're going to learn good Quran. They're going to learn good hadith. They're going to follow the sunnah. That was before they came to America when they first came. You ask them the same question now, what are your goals? And everything changes. I have to pay taxes. I have to get up in the morning and send my kid to school. And the challenges my children face are so great that I don't know what's going to happen regarding the Imam. I don't know if my grandchild will have the name Job or Muhammad. How come there is a big difference between then and now? There must be something that has created this negative outcome. You are supposed to protect your children. You are supposed to do all these things. Yet you see the beginning and you see the end. There is a disparity, a huge disparity.
Yet, while we are talking about a huge disparity, there are many that are coming to this country. They are making it. Their children are protected. Their children are going to private schools. Their children are getting a better education. Their children are not in debt, as some of us may be in debt. They are able to hold on to their faith. They are able to hold on more to their culture. They are able to be truthful to the various institutions they associate with. So how come they could do it and many of us could not? That's exactly what Allah is talking about. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا And those that strive فِينَا In our pathways لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا We will guide them. We will guide them in our pathways. Allah did not say, I will guide them in a single path. I will just guide them in hadith. I will just guide them in fiqh. I will just guide them in being Muslim. No. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Allah says, I will guide them in every pathway. They will gain success on every level. See, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the more we are willing to do for our religion and our Allah, the more Allah is willing to give us and do for us. And the less we are willing to do for Allah, Allah will continue doing. But it's no different, for example, you see a parent and child. Sometimes the father says to the son, do whatever you wish to do. I'm done with you. It doesn't mean he doesn't feed the child anymore. It doesn't mean he doesn't give the child clothing anymore. It does not mean the child doesn't have a roof over his head anymore. He still has all that. But the father, the mother are losing the higher respect they once had for the child. They still do a lot for the child. A parent is a parent. A parent will always do for the children, more often than not. However, that love becomes very little because the father and mother are saying, I'm doing everything that you can for this child. But this child just prefers to play video games. This child prefers to just relax. I mean, I got a case that came in from another state. The fellow is 29 years old. The fellow is married. The fellow has children. Not a child, children. And the parents are complaining, I don't know what is wrong with my child. He is addicted to video games. The wife is complaining, at least spend more time with me. This fellow is busy doing his video game. Imagine, there was a time in which a 29-year-old fellow was building houses. Not a house, houses. Getting multiple degrees. Doing social and community work. Becoming an extension and an important fabric of the community. And today's 29-year-old is proud to say how good he's been in scoring high on video games. What is our life coming to? So this is what the Quran is saying. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Those of you that continue striving in the path of Allah. And striving is different for everyone. That's why Allah doesn't say how to strive particularly. Yes, there are different advice that are given in the Quran and Hadith. And it's different advice because we are different people. Your requirements are different. Her requirements are different. The challenge the child goes through, his requirements are different. As he goes up, the requirements change. So Allah keeps it constant by saying, whatever the challenge you have, ask yourself, what is the thing that is bringing me down? For some, it is Fajr Salah. For others, it is Asr Salah. For others, it may be lying and cheating. For others, it may be holding an evil thought in the mind. As I always say to people, when you have evil thoughts regarding others, you are just making their jannah bigger. When you harbor evil thoughts regarding others, you you are only stopping your own growth and your own success. When you talk evil of others, you know, the best line I ever hear is, and I hear this all the time, I know something about him, I won't tell you, and I got the message from a credible source. This is what they always say. I got the message about him from a credible source. I won't tell you anything more. And then we will say, well, this is what I've heard. This is what, and sometimes we say, this is what I have seen. My brothers, what you have seen is not proof. Proof comes when you have four witnesses. At times. Proof comes when you have seen actual things take place. Islam, understand one thing. When you accuse, and listen to me very carefully, when you accuse someone else of a wrong, and that person has asked for forgiveness, and you still maintain that person is evil, listen to what I'm going to say to you, Hadith. A time will come when your son and daughter will take part in that very wrong that you accuse that someone else of that has already gotten forgiven between themselves and Allah. Yes, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is nothing better you can say regarding this, as the man has just said. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to understand that when we examine our wrongs and the wrongs that we are taking part in, think back and you'll say to yourself, yes, when I was wrong, why did my mother and father accuse so and so? When I was young, why did I accuse so and so? I did that back then. Today, my sister, my brother, my imam, my whatever, is now taking part in the given wrong itself. So Allah is very, very fair. Allah is very, very just. Allah wants goodness for all of us. Therefore, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, we have to strive. If your personality is to have evil thoughts, then you have to strive and break those evil thoughts. That is why it comes here. Under this topic, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَهْدِيَنَّا سُبُلَنَا, one of the things we have to do is recreate our environment. Recreate our thinking. Recreate our network of friends. Recreate the people we socialize with. Recreate the environments that we are part of. Recreate even our jobs at times. Sometimes, even within our job, we have to now set new alliances, new places to take and not take our lunch break, new times to go to work, new entrances to use, if they allow you to use different entrances, for your work. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you don't create this newness, as I said many times before, what you did for the last 10 years, you'll be doing for the next 10 years. And change does not come easy. I mean, we see our new EC, for example. There are a lot of changes that are taking place. Without going into the details of that, there are a lot of changes that are taking place because a lot of changes are in effect between those that are part of it. A new time to regulate phone calls, a new time to have appointments, setting time to have dialogue, sending off emails to new people, being active on those emails, responding to those emails, and the list goes on. As you can see, you have to break habits to create a new environment. And to the extent that you are willing to break old habits and let go of past negativity on every level, to the extent you are willing to do that, to that extent Allah gives you success. Imagine, this topic we are having and we are talking, this is exactly what psychologists talk about. This is exactly what sociologists talk about. This is exactly what people that are involved in consumer change and marketing are talking about. And our religion has been talking about this for the past 1400 years. When it says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. My brothers and sisters, Our religion, if we examine it every day, it is as if our religion is on the cutting edge of technology, cutting edge of media, cutting edge of social change, cutting edge of reform. But it's how we look at it. As we say, our mood affects our thinking. What it says? Your mood affects your given result of a given situation. You know, sometimes you go to work with a negative mood, and somebody says something, and guess what? You attribute negativity towards it. And you may just say, you're a liar, you're a chicken, you are this, you are that. Why are you saying that? Because your mood was negative. So when that guy said something, you were thinking negative. And if you want to work positive, and someone says something negative, what are you going to say? Nah, that's the past. Let's focus on the now. Let's look at it from a different angle. Let's look at it from a different point of view. Let's look at it from a different perspective. So, we learn from these basic ayat and ayat that we have to be vigilant regarding the things that we are part of. In other words, we have to be aware of what we are part of. And the more aware we are of that which we are part of, Allah will be willing to shower newness regarding our system, regarding our environment, regarding ourselves. As I said before, there was a hadith that was mentioned, and I mentioned this many times previously. A believer does not go to bed 2 days in a row without any newness to his or her life. Imagine. So you have, let's say, 300 days in a year. Let's say 65 days, we forgot about it. 150 multiplied by 2, or let's just say 150 days, we are active in creating newness. That means that is 150 changes per year. You multiply it by 10 years, I'm sure each one is rough ages, probably let's just say everyone feels young. So let's say everyone is 30. And you only gain maturity at the age of 20. Between the age of 20 to 30, you cannot tell me you could have not done 1,500 new things. You cannot tell me you cannot let go of 1,500 bad habits. You cannot tell me you cannot incorporate 1,500 new ways. You cannot tell me you cannot save $1 a day and cannot purchase a grave right now, roughly worth $1,500 or $2,000. Folks, if that is your situation, I hate to inform you, you and I got problems. I mean serious problems. Very serious problems. If you could not let go of lies in the past 10 years, you have issues. If you could not let go of a bad health habit in the past 10 years, excuse me for saying this, then we have problems. If you cannot purchase, I'm not forcing you to purchase anything, but if you cannot purchase a grave to maintain your dignity when you die, rather than people running around and asking money for you, then folks, you have an issue. If you cannot afford to sort of give your husband or wife an improved quality of life after being in a relationship for 10 years, not only have you not been evaluating the situation, but chances are you are choosing now by choice to go downhill. My brothers, our religion is a religion of change. Our religion is a religion of constant motivation and constant betterment. So I will conclude with this hadith that I've repeated or mentioned before. No believer goes to bed, no 2 days goes by where a believer has not changed who they are. No individual goes to bed at night and says, today I've exercised more. Today I was tempted to lie. I did not lie. Alhamdulillah. Today I'm going to bed with my wife or my husband happier than yesterday. Today, I'm going to bed. Yes, I had a conflict with my child. But before I go to bed, at least I knock on his or her door and say, you know what? I was wrong when I accused you. I am sorry. Or you go to bed, and before you go to bed, you knock on your child's door and say, I know you made a mistake. It is behind us now. Tomorrow is a new day, and I expect betterment from you and myself. When last have we done that? So inshallah, we'll end up with this ayah, we'll end up with the hadith. Now we'll end up with the ayah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. You strive in the pathway of Allah. Allah says, I will not just open one pathway for you. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. I will open pathways and pathways for you. I will open political pathways. I will open social pathways. I will open relational pathways. I will open economic pathways. I will open academic pathways. I will open for you. I will give you. But one thing you have to do is constant mujahada. May Allah help us and guide us at all times.